We started out from Tucson, Arizona at First Light, three graduate students and a seven-week-old black and gray mongrel puppy headed home to the East Coast for Christmas. When I'd called home to let my parents know I was coming, my father had said, "Don't drive, it's too far. What if something happens to the truck? It's not exactly brand new." "Nothing's going to happen to the truck," I insisted. It was a Datsun pickup with about 60,000 miles on it. "Look," he said, "why don't you just fly? I'll even buy you a ticket." "I don't want you to buy me a plane ticket," I said. It was important that I retain the independence I'd won over years of doing things the hard way by myself. "Well," he said, resigned, "if you get in any trouble, just call." "I'm not going to get in any trouble," I said. I had $140 in cash in my pocket, enough for any emergency. We left in high spirits. Paul sat up front with me. Rod had the first shift in the back, protected from the elements by a camper shell. He had a mattress and blankets, along with a box of sandwiches and a large bag of homemade chocolate chip cookies. It was a fine, fast trip until Pecos, Texas. It was after midnight. We were the only vehicle on the road. All at once, there came what sounded like a gunshot under the hood. A dense cloud of white smoke billowed onto the windshield. Paul pulled the truck onto the shoulder. It took an hour before a passing motorist alerted a 24-hour towing service in Pecos. The driver hauled us into town and chewed a toothpick while his mechanic looked under the hood. "Start her up," the mechanic said, and I turned the key. Immediately, a geyser of oil and water spewed all over the mechanic's overalls. "Busted head gasket. Have to go to Odessa. We don't work on foreign cars." The tow truck driver would take us 100 miles, $1 a mile, in advance, cash. I peeled off the bills. Before we left, the mechanic said, "Nice puppy. What is she, a cattle dog?" "No," I said, "just a mutt." By sunup, we were waiting outside a Datsun dealer in Odessa. When the service manager showed up, he wrote up a work order. "Be 3-4 days before I can work in," he said. "What's this going to cost?" I asked. $700-$800 minimum." Rod held up a credit card. "Will you take this?" He looked at it. "Sure." We pondered what to do over breakfast at the local cafe. The waitress and cook made a fuss over Bridget. "What is she, a cattle dog?" they asked. They fed her scraps, and I used up some of my last $40. After breakfast, I did the only thing I could do. I called my father. "You're never going to believe where I am," I said, and gave him the story. "If they'll take Rod's credit card," he said, "I'll pay him back in cash when you get here." In the end, we bypassed the service manager and bribed one of the mechanics to work us in. By nightfall, we were rolling up the miles again. We pulled into Delaware on Christmas Eve. Rod and Paul and I shared a meal with my family. Then I put them on the Amtrak for New England. Before we left for the station, my mother gave them sandwiches and pie for the train ride. My father handed Rod an envelope full of cash to pay for the repair bill. He never even said, "I told you so." The trip had worn me out. Bridget the puppy, though, was spry and happy. Despite all our trials, she'd gained 2 pounds. Somewhere between Texas and Baltimore, while Rod was asleep in the back, she'd finished off all the sandwiches and cookies. When he saw Bridget for the first time, my father, still the expert, said, "I've heard about this breed. They use them out west, some kind of cattle dog." "Right," I said. "That's exactly what she is, a champion cattle dog."